It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt. Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve. I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin. 911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
Blah, 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 Beethoven, anyway. Hey, it's the Aristocrats. Yeah, we're fucking late. Technology. B-Shap's just left.
Fucking asshole. Get back, you scumbag.
You guys are setting a new record for being late, and then he signed out.
Well, you can't deal with this here in the synagogue.
Yeah, what a Jew.
Wow.
Where's he got to be? It's not Saturday.
Nowhere.
It's not the Shabbos. God.
Well, hello.
We're not
welcome.
The Aristoshaps.
It's the Aristocrats. AristocratsRadio.com is the website. With me, as always, is Matthew.
Still not Jewish.
Kevin.
Heidely ho.
And Steve.
But pitiful.
Not that Steve.
Oh, the other Steve.
The original Steve who made the show what it is today.
That's
Steve.
Paul White.
Not that
Steve,
fat, turtle-shaped
Steve
faggot.
It's the Steve show.
Steve number one is here in lieu of Steve number two.
In lieu
Steve,
of.
So the show might actually be funny now.
On behalf of my tag partner, I have to apologize for his presence not being here.
Oh, what happened to him?
Well, you see, he was enjoying the football games and... he's been drinking
at
lately.
At a friend's house, right?
He's at a friend's house.
Well, he's on a shoestring budget, and he wanted to get drunker faster. So he decided to stick a bottle of Boone's Farm up his ass and do a headstand.
Ooh.
And, that friend that you talk about, his name is Leroy. He broke the bottle off in his ass. The neck is still stuck up there, and Steve had to go to the hospital.
Wow.
The hospital.
Yeah.
Hospital.
So, the neck of a Boone's Farm bottle is pretty long. I don't know if you've ever seen one.
No.
It's about 7.5 inches, and it's all up there.
Damn.
What is it, Boonstown?
Boone's Farm.
Boone's Farm.
Yeah, it's like a sweet wine. It's a popular drink amongst the Leroy's.
The Leroy's of this country.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see what we're talking about here. Oh. What?
Yeah. Ooh, hello.
That's a nice. Oh, did he have the watermelon?
No. He's a bit more fan of the wild berry, which isn't up there.
You know what?
Is there a grape?
I'm looking at this.
Oh, yeah, there's grape.
Is there a Fanta?
Fanta. I would love the wild cherry.
Yeah?
Is this like akin to Mad Dog 2020? Like fortified wine, hobo wine kind of?
Yeah, it runs about $4.50 a bottle.
So, yeah. Wow. It says right here, did you realize that Boone's Farm wine still exists? Wow. Yeah.
Good for them.
Get well soon, Steve.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Steve will not be here.
Probably not.
He might be here next week. We don't know yet.
He might be replaced right now. And that might go for your wrestling career, you fat ass.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Damn. Whoa. So what's going on? We had some technical problems.
Yeah.
Well, you guys didn't get here till like 7, but then we had some technical
problems.
Oh, we
got here like a quarter of.
Yeah, but then he took a big shit.
I did.
He just walked in. He's like, nah, I got a shit.
And we didn't even have to hold him on the bowl for it.
No.
And
dude, he's like my dog. After he eats, he has to shit.
Immediately.
Yes. It's like we got to take him outside and let him shit.
That's because he's trained to. That's what you do to a dog after he eats.
He eats one meal a day. Yeah. That's all he eats. One meal.
I mean, to make a joke literal, in the dog training video, it says to when they eat, teach him to shit right after.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure their bowels love that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure their intestines
they
are
do.
Their digestive system.
You're supposed to do that.
I don't think that's normal.
Well, I think
it's absolutely normal.
They're shitting out yesterday's meal.
Yeah, they're throwing out last meal.
That's yeah, what did you guys think? They ate and shit out
no,
of meat?
No, I know that, but I mean...
Okay, a dog is like... Is
have
like,
you seen dog food?
A dog is like a 6-star size, so their intestinal tract is a 6-star intestinal tract.
And they eat
so
a sixth of the time. And they eat a sixth of a weed.
Not my dog. It's better than I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, you don't give him the Cheerios with the ants in it?
No. I think it was Cocoa Pebbles, actually.
What's your dog's name? Shitten?
Yeah. Yeah, that was Steve's favorite story ever. As if his house was any better than mine. He acts like he sits on this, like, high horse. You go to his house, he lives down the street from the sewage fucking plant, number one.
Hold on a second. Big Show. Big Show. When did you meet Steve, Big Show?
Well, we kind of knew each other through the years, like growing up.
Well, they knew each other.
Oh! But he didn't actually come around until he latched on to you.
Yeah, he didn't come around until I knew y'all.
Not going to do it, Big Show. Did you guys see the clip of Big Show chokeslamming Trace Atkins through a table at the Music Awards?
Oh, no.
Country Music Awards?
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, this is old, but me and Matt think it's hilarious.
I saw Goldberg spearing some baseball player.
Yeah.
We were actually just talking about Goldberg's appearance on Law & Order SVU, if anyone ever saw that.
Is he a Jewish lawyer?
It lists him as a special guest star, and then within, like, 3 seconds, he's in there, and he's gone. Faster than that, he's somebody getting arrested while high on PCP, and he breaks out of the handcuffs and starts fucking everybody up.
Wow!
And then they finally take him down, and that's it.
He breaks out of the handcuffs. In everything he's in, he's always portrayed as this like superhuman monster who like cannot be stopped.
He's just a big Jew I want to shove in my oven.
You need a pretty big oven.
I'm gonna start shoving him in my oven.
I don't think he could fit in one of the standard ovens at Auschwitz.
Punch.
Do you know what you really do? Yeah. Like,
your fist is a little smaller, but you know.
Dude, did I ever tell you guys when when Hurricane Sandy hit last year? One of the only places open, thank God, was Junction Liquors.
Oh, yeah. So with a huge, really nice sign,
we would.
Thank God.
We would go. Yeah, I would go there, and they would be open until like 7 or 8. Was like the curfew for the town. And one day I was walking home, and it was still light out. It was just 2 kids sitting on the porch. The kid goes, "Is that the Big Show?"
Full and true.
And the other kid was like, "I don't know.
I don't know."
And I just kept walking. I should have like stopped and tried to get like money out of him. Like, oh, you want a picture?
No, you really should have, dude.
Man, you really let himself go.
Yeah, you're right.
But no, at the time, Big Show was wearing the skull caps and Steve.
I really got to do something about my weight if I look like him. Oh, my God. Yeah, I had a Scully on. That's right.
And the hoodie, like, Big Show was doing all his promos in real casual, really casual outfits. And in particular, he had, like, the plain goatee, like, the thicker one. Not like he does, like, different, like, designs and stuff like that.
I do
so
too.
Steve straight up was, like, a Big Show imposter.
You should dye in a little gray in there.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's coming, don't worry.
Well, that fucking just fucking
giant elephant man head.
Oh man. Is that what I look like for real?
Pretty close.
What happened to me? Where did I go? What did I do? Oh man, I'm depressed.
You look a lot more human than he does. That giantism really wreaked havoc on his dome.
His dome piece.
Yeah,
his skull is about a foot tall.
He's got a monstrous torso, and his head is almost as big.
Yeah, he's 7 feet tall, and his body is only about 7 head heights, which is like very, very rare for somebody that tall. Usually they're more like 9, like superhero proportions. So his head, even though he's so tall, his head still looks big. It shouldn't. It should not.
Yeah, well, to like a stupid-ass Mark, I could definitely pass as him and probably get money, so I should try that.
Probably.
That fat tool that tried to be Joba Chamberlain from the Yankees.
or somebody that just saw him on the Music Awards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was going around pretending to be a Yankees pitcher, and people believed it. He did look exactly like him.
Oh, maybe Cannonball's here.
He's bringing a hoe in.
He is.
Ooh, yeah.
Dude, what the fuck? I'm just trying to find like a picture of Big Show that really looks like Steve, but...
Please don't.
There's this picture of him.
Please don't.
He just looks like a total slob.
Right, that picture there, how about that? Because right there, he looks like shit.
He does. He looks awful, like... Completely, he just—you couldn't even tell. Oh, Big Show's here, Cannonball. I don't know.
Cannonball is here.
Special guest tonight, Paul White.
Figured I'd take the time out of my busy schedule to come.
He laughed. He looked at him. He's like, whoa, what the fuck? It really is him.
Yeah. Figured I'd take time out of my busy schedule fighting that little black guy.
Yeah, one of those. Yeah, that mic's his. I don't think it's plugged in, though.
Do I need to switch?
I don't think so, because that's the long mic cord.
Okay.
Yeah, Cannibal, we might have to shift you closer to Derek.
Yeah, and we apologize in advance for that.
Yeah.
This is unprofessional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the Howard Stern show.
Give him that one, I think. Huh? Are you good with this one? Because it's going to be like...
Oh, you gave him your mic.
Yeah.
Okay. Got
headphones? Is he getting those or what?
I can hear everything.
Yeah. I'm asking.
You have to get everything.
Just asking. Pretending
this turned into really interesting radio as soon as I walked in.
It did. Yeah.
So that was the Parkway.
That was great.
Was there a sweet accident?
No, it was just construction the whole way.
That is my nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was right on the bridge by like 1:30. Yeah, right for 1:30.
127, yeah. Yeah. By the Woodbridge, The Driscoll Bridge. Well, that's nice. Good time for them to do it.
Yeah. Why not?
Who gives
you know what? Anytime they're doing construction, everyone's like, oh, sure, they're doing it now.
Else are they going to do it?
Of course. I know. They do it at 5 in the morning. Like, why are they doing it at 5 in the morning?
Well, usually they try to do it overnight. I give them that credit.
Yeah.
They usually do from like 10 to 5.
Usually when I'm coming home from like Long Island or something like that.
I'm sure somebody's going, why are they going to do it now in the middle of the night?
I know. There's nobody on
the road. People are just trying to get home.
Yeah. Finally, B-Shaps is back. A fucking asshole.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Can you give me a little juice?
Little Vom. Little Vom.
What up?
20-year vet.
Was a dog.
What up? I was watching a video on how to like take apart a specific cell phone just to because I wanted to get the board out of it so I could put it in another one. And the guy who's explaining it, he kept on talking about like the volume key, but he kept calling it the volume key. He had a weird accent. And he's like, in order to reset the phone, you have to press the volume up and then volume down.
Sounds Indian to me.
I don't know what he was.
Sounds like a fisherman I know.
Blunt.
Pump up the volume.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait a second. B-Shaps said that the reason why he left the room is because he had to take a shit.
Yeah, so when you go take a shit, you just log off all your devices.
No one does that.
Shut your computer down.
It's like that guy that was walking around Red Bank filming the Fix fight. He's like, oh, I'm going to log out for a second. You're not logging out. You're just putting the phone down towards the ground, you asshole.
What a Jew.
How Jew?
Oh. How are you? Ooh, why does that sound so bad?
What the fuck was that?
Because I hit the volume up too high.
Oh, okay.
Is that like a Nintendo crowd noise?
Heil! Namo Nimo!
Yes. So anyway.
Hey, Matt, do the WrestleMania music while we're at it. We didn't even like skip a second. It was as if it was right there. Was that the actual Nintendo music? Was it that good?
No.
Oh, thank you.
The WrestleMania music from the Nintendo game? Oh shit.
Oh, that's what I was talking about.
That was fucking...
Wait, was that the one where every character had their magic thing that bounced along the bottom of the
Andre had the big foot.
We
footprint.
We got a Hogan big
had the steroid
laugh
pill,
out of that.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Was it the steroid pill?
Hogan had the steroid pill, yeah.
Steroid pills don't affect you as well as the injectables.
There was a cross and chain that bounced by.
Yeah, it was actually
Hogan.
A needle.
It was a syringe.
A small vial.
Yeah.
But that game, I hated it so much, but I still played it.
Nope. Oh, what was that?
Trying to find that. Normal.
Yeah, get the acclaimed WrestleMania for Nintendo.
Well, I'm working on double dribble right now.
Double dribble.
I love that.
You got a phone number up there? Does anybody ever even call in?
We have had calls.
Yeah.
Double dribble. What the hell is this?
Is this even it?
Oh, this is some kind of remix.
Yeah. No, it's like a emulated, I don't know.
Oh.
So what'd you tell me to do?
Oh, WrestleMania Nintendo. It should just come up. Do the theme. It's like do 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 do.
Yeah. It's just like nothing.
It's like fucking Jim Johnston or whoever like this. Is it?
He did it perfect. How is that possible? I couldn't, dude. If you told me my life depended on it, I couldn't even remember this.
Like, if we played it, you'd be like, what the fuck is this?
I don't know how you can question it. Like, I don't know. You've known him long enough. You should realize that everything just lives.
No, I know.
In 25 years.
It still surprises me though.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing is. Nothing leaves here. Once
how
it's
old
in there,
you, Kevin,
it's in there.
26.
26, and you're 26.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been friends with him for 25 years.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost as long as you guys have been alive. That's crazy.
I think this might have actually been Bigelow's music in the game.
Yeah, and Ted DiBiase probably.
Yeah, they use the generic.
What was this little thing that floated by, like a Coke line? Just a big white line of Coke.
Rolled up, $100 bill.
Bigelow was a fireball. Is that any drug lingo?
Crocodile? I don't know.
That's man. For 1987.
Is that for real? I mean, come on.
Honky Tonk Man.
The guitar, right?
Yeah.
Get the guitar.
Music notes.
Macho had the glasses.
Yeah, right?
Something.
No, he had the stick he used to beat Elizabeth with.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Or fuck her with.
Wow.
Hey,
beat her, then fuck her.
Hey, now.
Yep. Nice. Identify the song.
Shit. It's a 30-year vet song right here.
30-year vet. Let's not get into that tonight.
Let's.
Did I miss talk about that?
What? No.
Not on the air, you didn't.
I'll tell you what's been over 30 years.
Wow. That's so bad.
I love 8-bit
music.
They
should play this at graduation.
Yeah.
No, the original.
But everyone has to walk like they're pixelated.
Yes.
I got no problem with that.
There's two frames of walking, just like legs straight, legs crossed.
I do when I'm drunk. I love how
somebody made like a fucking
a tribute.
Yeah, like a
what the fuck? It's like a what do they call that?
Oh, it's a
yeah.
Horrible.
What is this?
It's Matt's buddy.
Like a time in memoriam for.
We've talked about this before, but
oh,
is this gonna be some guy?
What is ABGN probably right?
Is it?
It's gotta be.
No.
Yeah, it was.
Of course. Somebody's calling.
This is an ABGN.
This is an imitation.
Come
on, don't fuck with it. You're going to break it again.
Now looking at somebody who's decided it's entertaining enough for them to play a video game on YouTube.
Why did you say corn?
Hold on. Has anyone
Why
else
you say corn?
Hold on. I'll bring this up in a second. Go ahead.
Has anyone else ever like looked up a wrestling match and thought they found it, but then it ends up just being some asshole playing
simulated
a video game?
So all the time. All the time. I hate it. And I hate it.
Yeah.
Corn is, you can put in your own name in the game. But notice that Million Dollar Man's name is Dollar.
Yeah.
Well, he ran out of creativity after
not
Corn.
DiBiase or anything. Dollar.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you remember, they went out of their way not to just use the nickname as much as they could.
The Million Dollar Man.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, Mr. Perfect to me was the prime example of like a guy whose name occasionally, his real name was occasionally out there. But he was just always Mr. Perfect.
You know what? When he first got there, he was Kurt Hennig. But they brought in the Mr. Perfect gimmick very quickly.
It was the branding.
It was, yeah. Then Kurt Hennig was gone.
Yeah.
They never called him Kurt Hennig. Not until WCW.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Well, I mean, there was that short, before he went to WCW, he came back as like a commentator.
They referred to him as Kurt Hennig?
I believe that they did.
Huh. I was pretty sure they
Well, it was like Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because I remember that being like, wow, his name isn't Mr. Perfect. I thought his name was Mr.
He can't actually throw
perfect.
A football down the field and catch it at the other end. He can't actually do that.
Somebody tried calling while we were doing that.
Really?
Oh, what a pussy.
I guess just to...
It's probably Steve.
Probably.
Guys, I don't have a bottleneck in my health.
Where is Steve?
I had three beers. I'm drunk. Pick me up.
Anal.
Well, you see, that's what you did miss, is Steve decided to butt-chug Boone's Farm. And the bottleneck broke off in his ass.
That's not
my
true at all.
Ass.
I believed the butt chug part.
I think
which
I
is weird
take
that I believed
shit.
That because he's not 21 years old.
Juggalo?
You mean 15 years old.
Or, yeah,
juggalo.
More like Chuggalo.
But then again, he is juggalo. A juggalo. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. Juggalo.
Butt chuggalo.
Speaking of Juggalo, I was telling Matt before, I didn't actually witness the commercial, but I did hear a commercial before for bedsore attorneys. Yes.
Oh,
yes,
no.
Yes, that's real.
Oh, no.
You might actually want to look it up.
There's
it
that like, many bedsore yeah. people where they need an attorney specifically.
Yeah, no, I thought it was unreal. A joke at first because I was in the bathroom and I was...
taking a big dump.
No, I was washing my hands or something. I was listening to TV and it's just like something about going on about bed sores and how it's like the hospitals negligence. And it was like, the attorney's number was like 1-800-BEDSORE. Is that a bed sore?
It's a little bottle of bed sores.
Yeah. Bed sores. There's attorneys now for bed sores.
I collect them.
Nice.
Are we really that litigious that like...
Litigious.
Bed sores are now like...
Yeah.
And who are you suing?
How much are you walking...
I don't know.
Is it the nurse?
I guess the hospital.
It has to be the hospital.
The mattress company?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know there's some guy laying in bed.
I think it only pertains to hospitals. Like I was in a hospital for a week. I didn't get any bed sores.
You sue the bed specifically and you wind up owning it? Like how does that happen?
There's like loud yelling.
Is that from upstairs?
What the hell was that? No, I guess they're home.
Okay. Well, I gotta take a shit.
Hey guys.
Another one?
Well, I guess
no.
Well,
I powered out the other one. It wasn't quite done.
Wait till a break or something, dude.
I can't.
Oh my god. I gotta piss. Can I piss first?
All right. Fucking ass. Yes.
Oh, I was trying to wait, but I don't want to go in there after you. I don't want your sloppy second shit fucking smell.
What are you doing, like Foley art over there?
B-Shap said, for whatever reason, I guess maybe because of Kevin's vocabulary from earlier, he says that he thinks you could be the one to beat me in Words with Friends.
No, because I don't know how to spell. I know a lot of big words, I just don't know how to spell them.
I played you once, I think, in that.
Yeah.
How's that?
I have this thing with games on my phone where I go like a week where I'm just obsessed with them and then I never want to see them again.
It never like slowly goes away with me. There's like one day where I'm just like fuck Candy Crush and I never touch it again.
What's his name? The gimmick guy at the shows, the table gimmick guy.
Mm-hmm.
Al?
John?
Al,
yeah, that's John, Han Solo, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Han Solo.
Yeah, he likes playing the Words with Friends.
Yeah.
And he keeps inviting me back to him, and I just, I don't know.
Did we ever play the...
I play like a word like every 3 days.
Did we ever do the Kinect Star Wars game music?
I don't think so.
Kinect Star Wars? Like, Kinect, like...
Somebody's calling. I don't know if this is going to work or not.
Oh, boy.
Hello?
Caller on air.
Hello?
What's your name? Where's you from?
Yeah, it's not going to work. I don't have it set up correctly.
What?
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, sorry whoever is calling. Hanging up on you. I have the Skype up because I wanted to play the voicemails that we have sitting here, but it's not actually set up correctly.
How is that possible?
With our new board. I don't know. Super gay. Either that or they just weren't talking.
So Matt's going to derail the show with his shit.
Oh, I don't know about derail.
I like how he can only walk sideways through the room.
Well, if his legs move front to back, he might shit himself.
That's
my
true.
Fucking lab coats are hanging in there. They're gonna smell so bad. I'm gonna walk into work. People gonna be like, "What the fuck?"
No, they're gonna have so much methane on them. You're gonna blow up.
I know.
You're gonna be mixed in something. Just explode. You're gonna be mixing the new fucking Kiss fragrance.
No, rocket in my pocket.
Is that what it's called?
Not new. That was
no,
new.
It's not.
It is.
Wow.
No, it's not.
Yes.
No.
And there was a guys and a girls. So the drum said, "His rocket in my pocket or her rocket in my pocket."
Yeah, which is gayer?
Oh,
I don't know.
No. Is this a Kiss thing?
It was a Kiss cologne and perfume. This was like God.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's some years
Jesus
ago,
six or seven
die.
Years ago. I know.
He just died.
Dude, did you see his logo for his company? It's literally a bag of money.
Okay, the guy who I think the person who called in just texted me saying boo.
Now somebody else is calling.
Yeah?
I don't think it works.
Why wouldn't you have this ready?
I don't know. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hello.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hear something.
Bed sore. That's Matt screaming in the bathroom for some reason.
I'm calling to let you know I sued for bed sore.
The bed sore thing, I actually wanted to wait for Matt for this, but it reminds me of the guy that was like 3,000 pounds or whatever years ago. He was talking about how he was like so fat and they had to like take apart half his house to get him out of the bed. She's like, you know, one hot dog turned into two.
Two turned into three.
Two turned into three. And you can't have fries without the cheese.
Yeah, the person.
It might work now.
The person who called said that they were talking.
Oh.
Yeah, we didn't.
I guess they could hear us.
Hello?
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right, it's Gino.
Oh, hi, Gino. Shit.
I heard you guys were asking questions about me last week.
No.
And I didn't find out about it till it was too late.
Oh.
I didn't listen last week. What happened?
Oh. I think the only person that can answer that would be Kevin.
Well, no, I mean, I wasn't present for the situation that occurred. I just know that your recovery of your property was brought up as a topic, which, of course, you'd addressed previously on the show.
Congratulations, by the way.
Well, I didn't get it all back.
Well, the one question we had was, what are you going to do with this now? Are you setting up like a kick-ass home stereo system?
What am I going to do with it? I have it stored at my cousin's home, who actually is the legitimate owner of National Wrestling Superstars, LLC.
Okay.
What he decides to do with it is his business.
All right. So you don't know for sure if he's going to use it to make a kick-ass sound system for football games on Sundays or, you know, live pro wrestling events?
There's supposed to be some wrestling events coming up.
Oh, okay. Okay. Hmm. Well, that's good. Well, I guess now we can close the chapter. I mean, it's been a long going thing on the show, what was going to happen with the sound equipment, and now we can finally close that book.
Well, not really, because he was smart enough to get a lot of the stuff back onto his truck, and the cops, because they didn't have a search warrant, couldn't get it off.
Oh.
But unfortunately for him, I have 4 of my speakers and the mixer.
Okay.
And without that, he could do whatever he wants.
So what are you missing from that?
I'm missing 4 of my tag, or 4 of my belts, the belt bag. I'm missing the wireless mics, three systems. I'm missing about 200 feet of hard wire mic cords like you're using now.
Oh.
Plus 5 or 6 handheld mics, mic stands, the carriers they came in, the bell, the striker, the video camera, the camera they're now using to take, I call them Polaroids, but I went and paid for them.
So I got a question.
I own 1/3 of the entranceway.
This microphone I'm using, it says property of Gino Moore on it. Is
I hope not.
It's not Derek's.
Really nice new equipment. I didn't know where you guys got the new equipment.
Now
from.
those replica belts I got off of eBay. you're telling me they might be yours?
I knew I passed JD's car on the way here.
I actually put it up there last week on Facebook that I recovered it, and then I read that JD put down that he was sound jacked.
Well, you know,
I didn't
what?
Go there to cause anybody any problems.
You were gentlemanly enough to show up after the show to get
you
his
know,
equipment.
I'm not Kevin Matthews. I don't go into somebody else's shows.
It just goes to show
problems.
You can't trust anybody from Delaware.
No.
Nope. Hey, how can you trust your uncle when he's really your sister?
So they're that progressive there, are they?
Well, you know, incest is a national.
Good way to look at it.
Oh, say that one more time, Gino.
Incest is a national sport. nothing like loving your own cousin.
Yeah.
When does Gino come down and get on the show?
Oh, that would be monumental.
We had him on for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it being in person.
You got your highest ratings the last time.
That we did.
Yes, we did. That's
Can't
very
dispute
true.
That.
Yeah, maybe he'll get us some ratings this time.
Hey, like I said, I didn't want to cause him any problems. I could have come in there with guns blazing with the cops.
Figuratively,
of course, yes. Not literally. You don't want to be running to college with guns blazing.
No.
you don't want Columbine over here.
They think I'm postal.
No.
All right, Gino, any last words?
There's a lot of things going on, guys. You're going to find out in the next couple of months a lot of people are going to pay the price for whatever they've done.
Oh,
everybody's got a price.
Yeah, but the price they're going to pay is
right.
Not a good one.
Wow.
All right, well, thanks for the update, Gino. I'm glad to hear you're doing well.
I'm doing great. Hey, listen, you guys have a good one.
Oh, it really is, Gino.
Hey, what's,
sorry about that. What's up, Gino? It's Shock.
Shock just came
Who?
On the mic.
Oh, my.
He was busy in the bathroom.
Yeah, he was taking a dump.
It was shocking, it was.
Yeah,
it was a shocking experience, to say the least.
He walked out the door like he just saw an alien, like his face.
It was actually well worth the break because I've been stuck on this one stage on Candy Crush for about a week.
Oh, good.
And I just beat it, so. I'm
wow.
Jesus.
Yay.
All right, Gino. Well, I'm sure we'll be hearing from you again.
Hey, you're going to be hearing something in they're going to be talking about me. But like I tell you, if they talk about me, they leave somebody innocent alone.
There you go. All right, Gino.
Have a good one, guys. All right,
thanks. All right, thank you.
Be good.
The mighty Gino Morris. Yeah.
So the guy who was trying to call before that wrote, great story, bro. Glad the sound works now.
Yeah.
Oh, it works very good.
I thought you guys were talking to Joey or something.
No, no. That was really him. He just kept on calling.
But that would be fun, too.
Oh, Jesus. We do have a bunch of...
Well, I got a quick little fact about today.
You really? Do?
Yeah, on October 20th, 1977, Lynyrd Skynyrd's plane crashed.
Really?
Oh. Dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, so that was,
the day the music died.
Right?
Yeah, but you know, they kept going, which is the, yeah. Like the interesting
what,
thing.
The plane? It skidded?
The plane did. But, you know, it's interesting. Usually that would, like, kill a band. Not, you know,
well, yeah.
Figuratively.
Okay, it
not,
did.
Not literally speaking, but figuratively.
Wait, you're saying the plane kept going, like how in the 9/11 footage, the plane kept going through the building and the nose came out the other side? Is that what you're talking about?
I didn't see that.
Oh.
Oh, no.
I didn't see that.
Oh, no.
I didn't see that at all. And that thing that hit the Pentagon was definitely a plane.
Well, you just said the plane kept going, so I thought that's what you meant.
What's 9/11, by the way? Can somebody debrief
as
me?
A new, it's a new convenience store.
9/11 is that number you call when you have an emergency.
Mulder over there. Yeah. I like this 612 convenience store in Marlboro. I'm just going to go on a tangent real quick.
I am very familiar.
Mm-hmm. They make I don't know how they're allowed to get away with that.
They make a hell of a tuna hoagie.
They made a hell of a one time. Me and Steve went in there and bought like candy bars. We went out in the parking lot. I was eating mine and threw the wrapper in the lot. The guy came out and told me to pick it up.
Gobbling. Yeah.
Why did he care? He's a dirty fucking Hindu.
But they're nice people.
Yeah, I guess.
And supposedly they make decent sandwiches, but I've never had one.
I never eat from there.
There's
they
a sign.
Have no food safety standards.
All right, they have their menu up, and there's a bunch of grilled chicken sandwiches listed. That so I went in, good. And I said, hey, can I get the grilled chicken sandwich? And the guy's like, no grill, fire hazard. I'm like, what? And I look, and there's like a box of mail sitting on top of the grill.
Yeah, that might be why.
And he's like, we don't use fire hazard. You have cold sandwich.
Ew.
Somebody else is calling.
Who we got? This is great.
Hello.
You have the most depressing advertisements ever.
What?
Go on.
Every time it breaks for a video, it's like, you're a heart attack waiting to
That's actually quite fitting.
What is that, on the Ustream?
Who is this?
That's why I stopped watching on the Ustream.
Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
It's T from Leonardo.
What's up, T from Leonardo?
T from Leonardo, I'm going to tell you something. You need to download something on your browser. It is called AdBlock, AdBlock, and it will take those videos away.
Or just go to cweradio.com, and there's no advertisements.
After a half hour of trying to freaking do the non-scripts, go through Java and whatever the hell else.
Yeah, or go to cweradio.com/aristocrats-special.
That's cweradio.com.
Or there's a button right up top that says Aristocrat Special. You can see the chat room and the Ustream videos up there that you can watch full screen and all that good
stuff. Ad-free?
Yeah, apparently the ads don't run.
I've never had to do it.
Looks like
how do you follow you guys on Twitter? What about Facebook plugs?
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that.
Wow.
Thanks.
All that stuff is up on the video right now, so we don't have to get into
it. We don't have to actually care.
Well, for a while, we had Spanish commercials running on our show.
We did.
It was like Spanish pledge commercials.
Oh.
Exactly. So that's all you wanted to say is that we have bad commercials running on Ustream?
It wasn't bad commercials, they were just depressing.
Oh, okay.
You cut away, you're laughing, all of a sudden it's like, do you think you're having a good time?
That's funny, wasn't it? Let me tell you what's not funny.
I was a smoker for 35 years and they cut off my fingers.
Those things are awful.
Oh, I know, the guy's like washing his mother.
Yes, oh my God.
She has like no legs, but a huge fat belly.
Oh.
Imagine trying to lick clean your mother's leg stump.
Cigarettes caused Lynyrd Skynyrd's plane to crash.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the pilot was trying to smoke
last week, in which case there was no plane. It was only Skinner.
Yeah, this just in. Apparently, the World Trade Center came down because somebody had a lit cigarette.
Well, the walls were painted with thermite paint, which is
thermite.
Explosive.
There you go.
And there were explosions on the way down, which were clearly bombs that were planted.
You know what?
Oh,
it might have been one
it was
of those
about termites, not thermite.
Somebody might have been smoking one of those Acme cigars. I've seen these. They blow up on the end. That might have taken the building down.
You know what happened with Skinner's plane? It hit a UFO, and that's why it crashed.
Wile E. Coyote had a hell of a credit line with Acme. I don't know where the fuck he paid for all the utilities.
We do have a
every
a
other
comment.
Week, this motherfucker's ordering something else out of a magazine. And I don't know where they're sending it to.
Letting
can
niggas
send it to
know.
The canyon off of the highway?
I'm trying to find that commercial.
Why were there no police around or people? You ever notice that? Like he's on a county road in Arizona somewhere. He's just like shooting rockets off and shit. There's no cops or anybody to be found.
You know what? Everything must have happened in like Area 51 or something like that.
Exactly. It's all connected.
Ventura was there.
Why do you think he was so wily?
And how'd that roadrunner get so fast?
Point.
I hate those inaccuracies. Someone else came out like, well, actually, a coyote can run at X speed, and a roadrunner can only run at Y speed. Yeah. And if X is Y, then he would have caught him every time.
Yeah. It sounds like there's some kind of conspiracy. Sounds like the Jews met man.
He's definitely a Jew hater. I can tell by looking at him. Definitely.
They had insurances and freaking roadrunner stocks.
They took gold from the Jews, McMahon.
I think the Roadrunner was a member of the Bilderberg group.
Oh, my God.
It's the new bird order.
He's got shekels in his back pocket, Morella.
Shekels.
Okay, caller, thanks for calling. I forgot your name already.
Word. I can only hear half of you anyway. It was a letter.
T.
By T.
All right, thank you. Yeah. God bless.
Go do heroin.
I'm trying to find. They had those depressing New York commercials.
Yeah.
And there was one with a guy talking about giving his mother a sponge bath.
Yes, no, find the one about bed sores because I really want to watch. I want to see it.
Well, there was this one, which is always good.
Growing up.
Oh, my God.
On one main room. I wanted to be a mayor, little mayor. On my dream.
Okay, he's a Spanish guy
with
a voice box.
Yes.
He still has an accent.
Yeah.
Mayorly Maymon.
I guess that, like,
was
doesn't change.
Through. But then I go through cancer, bump, monkey, cigarette.
Oh, fuck.
He deflected it with his cancer kazoo.
Cancer kazoo.
I can't even be part of the game.
Yeah, of course you can. You're old and overweight.
I heard one of those in person for the first time, like, some years ago when I was working at a specific job. The guy came in, and he talked. I was like, huh. Like, I thought he was, like, half robot or something. I actually kind of scared. I think I went in the
Mr.
other room.
Mr. Roboto.
Well, yeah. When I worked at Bathmark, there was a customer who had one. But he would, like, he would get all his groceries. He would bag everything. And I'd be like, you know, thank you. Have a nice day. And he would, like, put his hand up, like, 1 second and, like, go in his pocket. And, like, it was this labored effort.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just, like, thank you.
Yeah.
Like,
really,
you don't even have to go that far. Just nod your head. Thank
it's
you.
it's pretty nightmarish.
Nod your head.
Just nod your head.
I can't find the one.
Here's the Sweeney Law Firm pressure source commercial. Is that the one you're talking about?
The what? Pressure sores? No, bed sores. They flat out said bed sores in the commercial.
Well, okay, but I mean pressure sores are bed sores.
Yeah, but I think bed sores. Just so light.
Okay.
Well, we'll find that. But this is another one that they played.
Oh no! This is
this was the
this
worst.
Is bad.
Dying from smoking.
This
is
a dude.
Quick.
All right, I'm already getting sick.
It's BB King.
Yeah, basically.
I hate this.
Scatman Crothers. Damn Transformers.
I'm the Scatman.
You like ice cream, Doc?
This is jazz to Moonbase 2. Jazz Moonbase 2.
See, they kept the camera close and tight on him. What you didn't see was he was actually smoking crack. Thus the labored.
Oh, man. The labor.
Oh,
Oh, you son of a bitch.
This ginormous, weird-looking phlegm ball just showed up on my plate.
Oh, man.
The chocolate it shall be.
Come on, son. First of all, I would never leave my son with, like, a creepy black dude in a hotel to go have ice cream with. Anybody else think that was disturbing? What? In The Shining.
Oh, God.
Never heard of it.
He plays the chef with the hotel in The Shining.
Yes.
Well, hello, children.
So I go, can I give him some ice cream?
You want some ice cream?
Yeah, let me give the creepy black dude my kid for an hour while I'm in the other room. Oh,
some people shine, some don't.
I'm going to put some shine on your back, son.
Some chocolate ice cream dog.
I think that kid was about 8 years old in that movie, right?
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, I wonder if he sucked cock.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh.
Ooh. What do you mean he wondered?
Yeah, well, let's play the bedsore commercial, please.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have it?
Find it? I really want to see it now because I just heard it and I know I'm missing something.
Was it like a local commercial?
It was for a New York, like, attorneys. It was New York State, I heard him say. So there are some Jew lawyers trying to sue, like, hospitals for fat people who have bed sores.
Any of these look familiar?
I didn't see it, like I said, so I don't know.
Oh, you didn't see it?
No. It was definitely New York, though. I remember that. Their number was there like 1-800-BEDSORES.
It seems like this is there's a big racket for
is
this.
Is that it?
There's apparently a lot of them.
No, it was 1-855-BEDSORES of the year. Right?
Yeah, something like that, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was something like that.
But yeah, apparently there is some kind of...
apparently bedsores are an epidemic?
Yes.
I don't know.
I mean, I know Steve's family always
had them. Bedsores. James cries for help. Super morbid obese.
I don't want to see them. I just want to see the attorney commercial.
I'm looking.
Super morbid obese. I'll take the soup.
Very good.
Oh, my God.
I chuckled and a booger came out of my nose.
A boogie.
Nice.
Creamy.
Oh, my God.
I don't think that's it. They're too. Yeah. They look kind of old.
I don't know.
See, all these are like... stuff that they actually put on YouTube because they're like a minute or 2 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
I'm just happy Gino's still on TV.
Yeah.
There's Jacoby Myers.
No, it wasn't them. It wasn't Bender and Bender.
God. Is that the guy with the cowboy hat?
Yes. A fucking Jew attorney with the cowboy hat. Like, yeah, that's believable.
You're being redundant, Steve.
He says he's Jewish, but he has a Stetson. I smell conspiracy. We're going to have to investigate this further. I think he's got a yarmulke under that hat.
If he put a yarmulke, I would be more believable.
No, I'm good. I still got a mouthful. I'm trying to muster up the courage.
A little too heavy for you?
Yeah, so I don't like those heavy beers.
Mm. Well, I thought you were into that.
Nah.
No. I drink my white trash beer, so I'm happy with that.
Nice. Was that Bud?
Coors, actually.
Oh.
Coors. Miller,
stage
Coos?
4 bed sores in nursing home residents.
I don't know.
Types of bed sores. Develop the bed sores.
Maybe it's not online. I don't know. Maybe it's not online.
Maybe it's not online.
It was on TV, though.
Code for stop looking. Let's talk about other shit.
Stop derailing it, then.
I want to do the Star Wars Connect songs.
Huh?
Oh, God.
The Star Wars Connect game... had basically like a DDR thing where you can dance, and they had like popular songs, and you would think it was the song, but then you listen closely and they changed all the lyrics around to like Star Wars centric lyrics.
Go on.
And this is probably one of the best ones.
So basically they are big nerds.
Yeah.
One more round, friend.
That's
what the fuck is that? Is that Harrison Ford?
Yes, that's Harrison Ford
doing a ridiculous dance.
And instead of flying solo, it's I'm Han Solo.
No job to answer to. This is horrible.
No. Why is this happening?
Who thought of this?
Obviously, people who want to pander to the Star Wars nerds and make a lot of money off them.
Well, they didn't make much off of this.
Why not?
Because it did horrible.
Good. I can't imagine more than 5 copies were sold.
I'm very glad to hear this.
Do they have a Blurred Lines one? Because I would watch that.
Wait.
Did you say that this was like a piece of something else, like a different?
Yeah, they have like different games.
Okay, so this like you didn't just buy so, yeah. You didn't just buy this stupid thing.
No,
Derek definitely likes it.
There was
this
like
is
one
like DLC for this dance.
No, it
game
all it all came in one all big one game. There was one cool game which was you were a Rancor, and you could go through and smash different planets and stuff. Like you can destroy like Mos Eisley as a
I don't
Rancor.
Know what that means.
Who was that Mexican? He was in Star Wars.
That yeah, was Lando that Calrissian. Billy D. Williams.
Oh god, that's Luke.
Yes. Hey.
What's fucking Picard doing in here?
I know.
I was trying to find a way to say that and be funny, and I just couldn't find it.
Oh. Crack open a Colt 45.
No, they're going to do the Soul Train line no. fucking dance.
It actually...
50 Cent behind him? What is that?
It actually didn't look like Picard. It really looked like Professor X connected to Cerebro doing, like, DJ, like mixing.
You've gone too far.
Yeah, they're mixing, like, three different toys. Yeah.
I don't know what any of that meant. Speaking of gone too far...
You're
like,
better off not knowing.
When does this end?
Whenever I stop.
Yes, so
let's
please
get another
do.
Song going. I'm
this is horrendous.
You know what's terribly unrealistic about this? Is that the black guy danced just as bad as the white guy.
Yeah.
By the way, that guy's name is Lobot, not...
What?
Jean-Luc Picard.
Great.
Good. That makes that me feel better.
Insignificant character in the Star Wars universe.
I can't wait to finish this glass of beer so I could throw it at you.
Star Wars has the worst names. I'm sorry.
Consider
We've
this,
gone over this before.
Consider
that's
this an hourglass.
That's Yapple Dapple over there. He's a main character.
Yapple Dapple.
Rudy Poo and the Banana
Woman. No, that was what? Ska, right? Another thing I don't like.
I know, but it was just
what is that from?
From us.
I know.
Steve
it
said
was
it.
An old thing. Old
yeah, I know,
that's
but
a
I don't 6 year remember.
Callback.
I was oh, making man. Fun of Ska. I was like, yeah, Rudy Poo and the Banana Holders.
Didn't we name the show that?
That yes. could actually yeah. be like a good name of a yeah. ska band.
No,
Rudy Poo and the Banana Holders. It's a sad thing.
Oh my god.
That funny. Could be a Star Wars name.
Rudy Poo.
Another infamous Star Wars name created by Steve Number One is
Delicious Cum.
Hot Rod the Slut and Delicious Cum.
Yes, Delicious Cum. Because Salacious Crumb was the most absurd thing I've ever heard in my
well,
life.
Well, Steve's reaction to when you said, oh, that's Salacious Because
I'd never heard it
crumb.
Ever.
But he said it so matter of fact, he's like, what? That's its name?
I had never heard it before. And I've seen like Star Wars when I was a little kid, you know. And
well, they don't say his name. That's,
it, that's
why.
Later in like the books and
you have, yeah, you have to get into the extended universe.
But even still, novels. I was familiar with Star Wars and you know a lot of the main characters, but I never got into it.
Yeah.
So I never knew a lot of the names, and I was like, what?
Salacious.
Well, a lot of the names came to light when they made the toys.
Yeah. Well, I'm because
everyone got a name on the toy.
Didn't yeah. Disney just buy Star Wars?
They
from
absolutely
Lucas?
Did.
So they're gonna ruin that now, I guess.
They did Wonders with three more movies.
They did Wonders with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was horrible. Was that Disney?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Dude, do you have like elephants upstairs? What is going on?
I don't know.
The house is rumbling. Like they activated the harp weapon in Alaska. The
My
harp?
Son is excited because he
maybe,
pooed on the toilet.
Yeah, you know what? It's the plumbing trying to get your shit through the pipe. And it's struggling. And it's struggling.
Just the animated.
Matt
like,
did eat a plate of cheese fries.
Yeah, Matt was wondering. He was on the toilet mm-hmm. and he comes out all upset because... Because the plumbing was haunted, and the toilet just like half flushed, and then spit up shit water on his ass. Just
filthy diarrhea shit water.
Yeah, see, I think it was just angry at you.
Yeah,
it was
just, what are you
it
doing?
It just gurgled.
See, I had
I was
a similar.
Like, I'm gonna get him back after all those times.
I had a similar problem with your toilet, except when I went to open it to piss in it, and like clothes and water started spilling out everywhere.
No, that's the linen closet you were peeing in.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
you get confused. I know.
Yeah, I sometimes
it took me a week to realize you were fucking peeing in my shower.
All right, what do we got next? Anything?
Well, let's move right along.
Well, I'm just saying, let's, you know.
What else we got? We wonder why we used to run out of news in the old show.
Yeah.
Okay, that sucked. What
how
else
are
we doing?
How the sports teams doing? How the Giants doing?
Oh, God. Oh, they play tomorrow.
Yeah.
They're playing tomorrow. So
they might actually win a game this season.
Nope.
No, they're not going to.
Nope, because you're talking about the Giants going against the Josh Freeman-led Minnesota Vikings.
It's true.
In his first start after being cut by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
So they're still 0-6, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And they're going to be 0-7, and then eventually 0-8, and then they might hit a bye week, so technically they won't be losing.
Well, I'll tell you what will happen if they keep playing the way they're playing. They're going to fall on their faces so hard and so fast that their record's going to be 0-Hart.
Oh.
He didn't just say that. Since I've already seen 35 memes about Owen, you know, it takes a little bit of the bite
knock,
out of
knock.
It.
Yeah. But you know what? If they do manage to win the last game of the season and they go, what, like 1-11?
Yeah.
Or what are they, 1-13? How many games did they play? 16?
16.
So if they go 1 and 15, they'll be Owen Wilson. Because he almost killed himself, right?
He almost did.
He almost did. The butterscotch stallion. I don't know why, but he did. I mean, he does suck, but he has a pretty good life according to, you know, what you would think.
It just sounds like not Owen Wilson Owen Hart.
I can't believe you guys didn't like my Owen Hart.
Was that how many times he hit the turnbuckle? Was that the crowd?
No, they're going to fall on their faces.
Yeah.
Really hard.
I wonder how many
fast.
People thought that was actually part of the show.
Probably a good number of them.
Probably a lot. They really realized, oh my God, that's a lot of blood, and he's not moving.
Yeah.
There probably wasn't really that much blood.
Nah, I'm just speculating.
There was probably several dads that turned to their kid and were like, oh, don't worry. It's all fake. It's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
He's just pretending.
Yeah, the kids were like, Owen! Yeah! And he was not moving.
Imagine being the guy who's just sitting there drinking your beer in the place and just like, oh, fuck him. This is fake.
He'll be back. He'll be back in 6 months. He's got to take some time off.
See, this is just a reason to take the mask off him now.
Yeah. Probably just needs to go to rehab.
They got to take the mask off him, resuscitate him. So then it's going to expose that he's Owen Hart.
Yeah, there's like one guy that's like, oh, that was Owen Hart?
I told you. Now he's going to come back teaming with the Godfather.
Nice fucking guitar solo, Jim. Yeah.
And then this sounds like the same rhythm.
Sounds like Battletoads.
Play I Want to Be a Hulkamaniac.
All right, so let's get that.
Oh, wow, that is the same.
Yeah, let's loop that up.
Are they frozen right there?
That's paused.
Oh. Yeah. We're full on live on the other screen.
Yeah, I was just testing it over
Ooh,
here.
Look at that muscle.
I know. Kev's fucking built.
Calm, cool, bicep.
Just take your shirt off.
No. All
right, maybe. Wow.
Yep. Oh, can we play Hulk Hogan rap music while we're at it? Yeah.
What copy is this?
I hate when people do that.
Is somebody,
a copy
of, somebody like throw a boombox underwater?
No, some Mexican kid had like a tape. And
there we go.
Recorded. Wow, they blatantly just ripped it off.
It's totally
they
the same
didn't
thing.
Even, they didn't even
it
try.
Must be a Jimmy Hart theme.
All right, so listen to that, and then we have...
It's probably a Jimmy Hart theme.
This just sounds like porn music. The other one sounds a little bit more authentic.
It is exactly the same.
I want to
like note for note.
It's a different band playing, but it is exactly the same.
You mean a different keyboard playing that synth?
Exactly. It's a different synthesizer.
Exactly. A different Casio playing that beat. Sounds like Primus.
Yeah.
What a pig. Disgusting. He really is a disgusting animal. Yes.
I live for it.
That mic smells like pure cheese from
There was a man in the Czech Republic.
Oh, no.
Who wasn't allowed to finish his pudding.
They have that over there?
They have pudding over there. I'm not even going to attempt his name. I guess it's Peter, but it's P-E-T-R.
Is it because that big...
Peter?
Peter Svacha.
That big black basketball player slapped that out of his hand and said, not in my house?
Not in my house.
I love them.
He's not Czech. He's like Nigerian or something.
He was eating in a restaurant
in
Zlin when staff members told him he had to leave because it was closing time. Not pleased, he came back with what?
A dildo.
Matt, what do you think he came back with?
Give me the scenario again.
So he was eating in a restaurant. Mm-hmm. He was having his pudding, his dessert.
Pudding.
And the people told him he had to leave because they were closing.
Yeah.
So he left and he came back with something.
Bill Cosby.
You dip your spoon into the pudding. Never tell a man he can't eat his pudding. That's a bag of dabba dabble. Take that pudding, stuff it up your zippity zop. And then booze a bop, let him in a hop before I hit you in the diddly wop.
Well, I will say that I know Adam Ant, in one of his insane moments, got kicked out of a pub or something and came back with a car alternator and threw it through the window.
Nice.
So I'm really curious with this guy, if he can top that.
Kevin, any idea what this guy came back with for his pudding?
Let's all take guesses and see who's closest.
And they were closed when he came back.
Did Matt have an authentic answer real quick? We'll start with Matt.
Bill Cosby.
He says Bill Cosby.
That's a valid answer. He could have been there. He flies a lot.
Yeah.
What do you think he came back with? He was angry.
I think he came back with a claw hammer.
A claw hammer to just bludgeon the people.
Yeah.
Steve, number one?
He's in the Czech Republic, so I'm going to say like a dirty shovel.
Dirty shovel?
Dirty
nice.
Shovel.
Yes.
No, he claimed... He came
because it's the Czech Republic.
He yes. came,
I like that.
He came
They're
back,
known for their dirty shovel.
He came back with a gardening spade so clean you could eat off
it. I just assume he's doing
just
dirty...
Just put my pudding in here.
Oh, comrade. Dirty shovel.
Cannonball.
Answer.
What do you think he came back with?
I'm going to say some kind of feces or urine.
Nice. Mm.
In a container, I guess.
Not pleased. The man came back with a chainsaw.
Nice. Oh,
of course.
And cut a hole.
I was closest.
In the door.
I was closest.
You were.
Yes.
He sliced a hole in the door, climbed inside, and went to his table. But when he grabbed the half-finished dessert, he was overpowered by a waiter and handed over to the police. He faces up to a year in prison if convicted.
Only in the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
If that happened here, he'd be facing like 30 to life.
And we'd be banning chainsaws.
Yeah, over there it must be like common practice. Yeah. They settle their disputes with chainsaws.
They're just like another chainsaw. And there's actually a picture of the nice size hole he made in the
Wow.
So they were closed up. He came back with a chainsaw and grabbed his pudding.
Pretty even cuts there.
Yeah, not bad.
He knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
Here's Peter. Here's Pietro.
Peter.
What a dirty Euro trash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So don't go to the Czech Republic.
Yeah, definitely don't go drinking there. I wouldn't drink their beer if you fucking paid me.
I don't even know that they have beer.
I don't think so either.
At least not their own.
Every place outside of America to me seems just dirty and uncivilized.
That's pretty much it.
Except Germany.
And they'll have warm beer.
Yeah, I don't want warm beer. Cold as the Rockies.
See that?
Your Blue. Mountains are white as shit.
Yeah, they're fucking white as fuck.
And I guess by shit, I mean like bird shit.
Yeah.
Clearly. Dog shit that sat outside too long.
What is wrong with you? What happened?
Matt is just a gaseous mess.
Gaseous anomaly.
He's a heavenly body.
Far from it.
Am I the only one that doesn't get like stopped or tripped up by bodily functions? It's like really a fart goes on and I just talk right through it.
It's
or
part
like,
of the rhythm of the show.
I guess because Matt is so like absurd about it. That's what makes it funny.
I know.
Like he can't just let gas pass naturally.
Because then it's just an annoyance. It has to be like but yeah. he can't, over the top.
But like we'll
he has
be
to
in
do
the
like
middle.
The NWO thing when he farts.
We'll be in the he middle of something. That. He'll just be talking real serious and he'll be like and just derail everything.
Exactly. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's hilarious, and I love it. It's just funny that he makes a point to do that.
Yes.
I guess Steve's like that, too, but a little bit.
I was in the middle of an argument yesterday, and I kept farting. And to me, it's no big deal. Yeah. The other kid just didn't care. Went right through it and was screaming.
The priest I was confessing to got very upset.
Even better, it was a friend of mine, and we were sleeping in the same bed together.
Oh.
And, what are you, Laurel and Hardy?
Pretty much.
Stan.
And I'm farting as he's
now
screaming.
Knock it off.
I've had enough of your hijinks.
Sorry, Ollie.
I had that mixed up. It's right?
If you give me another Dutch oven.
Yeah, no, it's right. Stan's the skinny guy.
Yeah. But anyway.
He did not care. He just continued to scream at me about how I should like Bruce Springsteen.
Why are you guys sharing a bed? No, I'm not just going to ask.
It's just something we do.
We're bored Saturday. Let's share a bed.
Pretty much.
I don't want to sleep alone.
Well, I hate anybody that's like, well, not hate them, but I get annoyed when people are like really adamant about Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, I hate Bruce Springsteen. He
I don't hate
crying.
Him, but...
No, I hate him.
No, you don't hate him because there's a reason why you
he's
dislike
communist.
Him.
Communist. Derek's a communist.
I don't dislike... I just... He's overplayed. He's
I'd
like,
kick
no,
his
no,
ass.
No, no, not him. The people who were nuts about him. There's a reason why. He's not that good.
No, well, it's not that he's not good. It's just...
I didn't say he's bad. He's not that good.
Yeah. He's not. He came around at the right time.
Yeah.
You know, people were looking for something like him. Mm-hmm. And
hey, Dance in the Dark is a hell of a song, right? Yeah. Chill
no.
out.
It's probably,
chill the fuck out.
It's
not. The only album of his I'll listen to is Nebraska.
He was actually yelling at
what
me
year was
saying
that?
I would love Nebraska.
You probably would. What
it.
Happened was, I think we talked about this on the show, he was. It was right after The River? Or Born in the USA, one of his big ones. And he made all the demos, all these songs in his kitchen with like a little, just like a little recorder. And then he got everyone in the studio and with the full band, it sounded like shit. And he was taking too long. Record company was pushing him for a new album. So he just handed them all his demos. So the whole album is just him in his kitchen, like with an acoustic guitar singing all these like, you know, very like folky bluesy songs. Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah.
But I really
everyone,
like
everyone,
him, though.
Anybody who really likes Bruce Springsteen hates that album.
Mm. Like streets I say, Philadelphia, there's a blender, like
the phone's ringing.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no. That's the new freeze out. I gotta say, I don't hate Bruce. I mean, he's a communist douchebag and all. Mm-hmm. That fucking horrible Santa Claus is coming to town. He did. Santa, they should all be shocked at that. I work in a retail environment, and that song plays. And when it plays, I definitely want to turn into The Shining.
Why don't you play it real quick?
Hit people with an axe. Santa Claus is so bad. And like, I know his vocal thing is, you know, whatever, and I don't mind it, but he sounds like dog shit in that song. I'd rather hear Clarence Clemens sing it. He's dead.
He is very dead. How is this real?
This is fact. 100% fact. There it is.
Oh. This isn't Santa Claus coming down. This is Bruce Springsteen is a big sellout.
Hey, Max, what do you want for Christmas? Oh, you're a Jew.
What do you want for a dreidel cup? Or whatever that thing you use.
Dreidel cup. Whatever that Jew will turn into.
And he's also got 35 people in the band and only 4 get credit. The Jew drummer, the spook fucking sax player, him, Van Zandt with that bullshit do-rag thing he wears.
I know.
And his wife.
I hate that thing.
Yeah, take that off. Your wife. This is horrible.
I've never heard this.
What?
Really?
Really?
This is like one of the biggest Christmas songs. And it sucks.
When you go into a retail store this Christmas, you'll hear this summer. You'll hear it.
Maybe you didn't know it was him.
Yeah, you probably didn't notice it. Because you didn't want to.
You probably thought of Bruce Springsteen.
Your body probably had a reaction to it.
Good.
So I just never was exposed, I guess.
My mother is in that perfect age group of women who love Bruce.
He can do no wrong.
Bruce.
Ooh. What is that?
That?
That well, he recorded in his kitchen.
Yeah, his wife in the background.
Bruce, Patty, where's my tampons?
In the closet upstairs, Patty. In the bathroom medicine cabinet. Hey, honey, turn that down. I'm trying to record a record. Trying to cut
baby,
a track.
Baby, get the phone.
Damn, will you pick up that phone? I think the toast is burning. Record label's coming to town. Meet you tonight in a lamp. Thank God. Oh, she's doing the cushions. Goddamn.
Can you get like a tea kettle whistling?
It's probably him. He just records himself.
It's a dog barking. Baby crying.
Oh my God.
Excuse me, my laundry's done.
Damn.
I'll just wait for it to damn it.
Honey,
you walk the baby.
I'm making a shopping list. Just checking it twice. He's gonna pick up some chicken and rice.
Gonna find the lowest sell price.
Trying to write an album.
I'm crafting a masterpiece over here.
It's probably a bad idea to do this in here.
The baby sounds good.
Tea's ready.
Oh, shit.
Must be that damn Jew drummer looking for more money.
Damn it, Max.
Damn you, Jew. You're going to hell.
Oh, that's what the show is missing.
Yeah. Anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
That's what I bring to the table every time. Yeah.
Every day.
You can be sure he's going to deliver.
Oh, wait, I got delivery at the door. Bing bong. Maybe I got the UPS guy to sing on my track.
Oh, man. Oh, Christ on a cracker. Oh, yeah, man. So, anyway.
Thank you, Bruce. Bring us all this joy.
Yes.
Hate you, Bruce.
Hate you, Bruce. Screw you, Bruce.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Break time?
No. Yeah.
That's all I got.
I gotta pee.
The household voices.
Yeah. Just
throw them where off. Are you getting those?
Nah, YouTube.
Leave me alone, I'm trying to sing music.
Yeah, I don't know how he.
Oh, God, that reminds me of I think it was In Living Color did a bit on how Tracy Chapman would write her music, and she would just sit at the window watching things go by and sing a verse about him.
That's hilarious. And you gotta wonder about a horrible track like that one we were just talking about. Like, you know, Derek knows, especially as somebody who's into music, that you don't ever get anything in
Somebody get that door.
You don't ever get anything in one shot. So you had to keep, like, Bruce, that doesn't sound shitty enough.
Fucking neighbor.
I need more labored singing.
And the cops coming down.
Like, was somebody tugging on his balls
Bruce,
while he was doing
Bruce,
that?
Bruce, you gotta go deeper. You gotta go deeper into the throat.
Not even deeper, just more like he's giving birth.
No, like, yeah, I'm talking like dig deeper.
Yeah. Not even like an emotional deeper. You know, just like balls hurt.
With that knocking at the door, you could do one of those variety show things where it's like, oh, I wonder who that is. Oh, it's David Bowie.
Hello, Bruce.
It's a creepy, half-gay British guy. I could probably do pretty good music with him.
Jazz?
I can do pretty good music with him.
Close enough. New Jersey, Brooklyn, same fucking thing.
Hang on, David. I got to hit this note.
Yeah, right.
Santa Claus.
Hey.
I'm going to drink some of this wine here.
God damn. Hey, you joke, but plenty of great rap artists recorded their first mixtapes in the bathroom.
True.
The door locked and people knocking
mixing
on it.
Their shit in the bowl.
Tyrone, get out there.
Tyrone. See, that's just racist.
Linoleum got to use the toilet.
Linoleum. My baby Dashiki got to use the bathroom.
Dashiki.
Yeah, your little brother Tyrone all needs to get in there.
Yo,
Propecia needs to do
her hair. Yeah, the most annoying thing is like when they make up these like French-sounding names like Deontay or...
Deontay. With a bunch of accented gear.
Yes.
You add enough accent marks and apostrophes and it looks fancy. Yeah.
They're probably Haitian names.
There's some black people trying to sound sophisticated. I've never seen
I'm not saying that they're not trying to do that. I'm just saying that the concept.
It's a lot of French influence in Africa.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there is, but they're not.
They all speak French for some reason.
They were born in, you know,
for some reason.
I know. Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Africa, there's millions of them.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of French territories in in Africa.
Yeah.
Velcro on the ceiling.
Makes you wonder, what were they thinking?
I just found out recently.
You're just going to do punchlines to racist jokes?
Why not?
I don't know how familiar
could be
you
your
guys,
bike.
I don't know how familiar you guys are with geography. There's a huge country in the middle of Africa that was called Zaire.
Yeah.
It's not called that anymore.
What is it called?
I don't know.
Oh.
But it's not called that anymore. I think it's like part of the Congo now.
His friend with the VCR.
Well, I'm going to...
It's called Spooky Claws.
Well, I just found out that Istanbul is no longer Constantinople.
Wow.
That's nobody's business but the Turks, all right?
Thanks to they might be giants. Mm.
I saw this one thing on a true crime show. It was these black twins, and they were both named Dante. But one was D-O-N-T-E, and the other was D-A-N-T.
So
why would you do that?
One's phonetic and one's regular.
Yes, one was real, one was made up.
Dante and Dante.
Just like George Foreman. Naming all his kids George.
I do know somebody with the D-O-N-T-E.
Yeah. Name both your twin boys,
it's
Dante.
Like Dante and Dante.
Yeah. Do you think black people in the ghetto are going to know the difference between Dante and Dante?
I'm just saying. It's probably,
that's what I mean.
The emphasis is probably on the Tay on one.
Yeah, but
the
they're
Don
not.
On
they don't. They're not going to do that because they're black.
Because they're black.
Show over?
One, two, or many.
Really?
No, we got another one coming.
Break.
Oh, okay.
Well, we do two shows now.
Oh.
We do two shows now.
You've been away for a while.
I've been away for a long time.
Stannis is his character.
Steve has to get his 1 year shot like Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
He just comes in and he's like, I'm going to put on the performance of a lifetime.
Get me my checkered tights. I'm ready to go.
And then next week, Steve, you want to do a show? No, it's gay. Nobody listens to it.
That shit.
Calm, cool, inebriated.
We actually did have listeners today.
Wow, really?
Yeah, because Gino called.
Any hot sluts? Oh, there's some hot sluts listening.
Oh, somebody commented.
I want a blowjob.
In the YouTube stream, it was censored.
What?
No. Gino equals numbers.
It was blocked out. They really censored it?
It just says censored.
Was it Shane Douglas?
You piece of shit!
Cut the fucking Dick Flair.
Cut the fucking show. Francine, right. Suck my cock.
We'll see you on Thursday.